How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Yes, so we're here.
We're here. We've spent quite a long time trying to work out if we can record together remotely via our laptops.
It's been a great learning, I think, in terms of...
It is. And you'll know how well we've done by whether you're listening to this. Because there's a chance that it would just stay on our laptops forever, just for you and I to listen to as and when.
And also realising how dismissive we'd perhaps been of, like, all those geeky young people who are really good at using technology. Suddenly.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Thanks. Please help.
Please help me.
Please send help. It's really difficult to know. We're doing it on QuickTime, which we don't know if that's right or not.
Which is a dance, isn't it? Oh, no, it's the Quick Step.
Quick Step, but I'd like... Maybe that's going to be the new series of Strictly when we're all in isolation. The QuickTime.
The QuickTime. Doing the Quick Step via QuickTime for everyone at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, I hope Strictly happens. We've got a while, haven't we, until that?
We've got a bit of time. Let's not start panicking people, Susie. This is supposed to be bringing people joy.
Sorry, this is meant to be uplifting. That's what we
uplifting.
Want to do.
By the way, how itchy has your face got? My face is, like, so itchy all the time, and I know I mustn't touch my face.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where you were going with that.
No, did you think I had some sort of terrible scabies or something?
And I thought, oh, he's got it.
He's got scabies. Typical.
I don't know if my face is that itchy. I'm trying quite hard not to touch it. I did realise how much I touch my face. I keep going to touch it, so it just looks like I'm constantly voguing.
Oh, yeah. Do you stop yourself?
Yeah, I try to.
And then I'm sort of using bits of cloth and stuff, which I don't know if that's very good or not.
Like rags?
Like rags that I found around myself.
That's good.
Really jumping into this whole opportunity. How clean's your bathroom?
What, as clean as it normally is? Immaculate.
Oh, that's, you see, you haven't left yourself anywhere to go there, have you? During social distancing.
I have, as I told you moments ago, I've really done a good job on the cupboard /office today.
Oh, yes, because that's where Alice has been locking you up all day.
Alice has been locking me in here all day. And let's be honest, fair enough, because I think I'm really annoying.
No.
I kept calling her Barbara, and I kept telling her to call me Mr.
Yes.
Hoover, and I was trying to pretend that we worked in an office together.
That's
and she
fun.
Was having none of it.
That is fun to people like us, isn't it, who don't work in an office who find it really novel. But I think people who do find it deeply irritating.
Well, I also think that she's probably got quite a lot of, like, quite important work to do.
That's the thing, isn't it, people
sort
have
of...
jobs. Don't. Yeah, I know. It's tough, isn't it? How have you found, this is what I wanted to ask you, how have you found all the onslaught of social connector apps, like the what are they called, like the socialising apps?
The House Party.
I mean, House Party. Is it me or is it one of the most annoying things in the world? Because I've got the notifications on and they will not switch themselves off.
Oh, I set up a... This is what I'm like. My friends said they were doing it. I set up an account. Then I immediately logged out. And then I watched a film.
I think you did the right thing. I joined it because I thought, oh, that'll be nice to keep in touch with people. I get...
Sure.
Because and it wouldn't let me connect through my contacts on my phone. And then... So now it's doing it on Facebook because that was the only way I could reach... And it does not pleaseth me one bit. It, like, because it's bombarding me with people like I met, you know, 25 years ago on a bus or something.
Look, when we were all new to Facebook, we were like, let's be friends because I've only got 25 friends.
It's a really great way to keep in touch with people. Yeah.
That you meet on buses.
People I met on buses.
Sure.
And
I love that sitcom.
People I met on buses. Bus talk. And now I'm bombarded with just like constant notifications of how like Dave Grimshaw is in the house. And I don't want to know that.
No, no, I've got no interest in anyone being in the house, to be quite honest.
You wouldn't like it, Suze. You wouldn't like it at all.
I don't think so. I don't think it's for me.
Zoom is good because you only get 40 minutes and then people have to go.
Oh, that's great. Maybe we should like enforce that when we go back into the real world. Like 40 minutes is long enough.
It's long enough. Yeah. 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 How have you found it? Have you been interacting with your neighbours at all via the balconies?
No, not massively. I put a message out on the group chat saying, if anyone needs anything, I'm sort of safe and well and going to the shops. And no one got back to me. So the spirit of friendship is really riding high.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, that's nice, though.
A couple of people were like, oh, thanks, I'm fine, thanks, I'm fine. But like, there's 50 people in the group and two people responded. So I don't know whether it's me, I don't know whether it's them. Who knows?
Do you think they've got a subgroup? That would be bad, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, that'd be awful. Oh, although...
No, they don't.
I mean, but it's fine if they do. I've got a whole routine in my show about the dreadful people I live with, so it's fine.
Exactly.
And not that I live with people that are in my building.
It wouldn't surprise me if they had set up a WhatsApp group as a result of that, just to defend themselves to each other.
Well, did I tell you that when I was doing my show at the Soho Theatre, I have this routine about how I've been forced to go in this WhatsApp group
with yes.
the people that share my building.
The pigeons.
Yeah. There's been an ongoing issue, re-pigeons.
Yeah.
And I was doing my show at the Soho, and afterwards a guy came up to me and went, I think I live in your building. I was like,
no!
But he was very much with me. He was like, oh God, they're awful. I was like, thank God.
Aren't they awful? And then he went home and set up the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, and was like, guess what?
Guess what? I filmed it all. He swear it. No. People are flattered. People, I'm sure, would be flattered.
They'd be flattered.
How's the...
Here we are.
Yes, here
Should
we are.
Tell people...
Yeah.
Because sure. I don't know when... Hopefully this will go out in the next couple of days.
Yes.
Providing we're recording.
Yeah.
If not, this is not just a...
Shouting into the abyss.
An unusual conversation for us to have, because we're, you know...
It's definitely unusual.
Yeah, it's a slightly more formal conversation than what we'd normally have, maybe. Sure. Not that formal. Anyway, so it's the 24th of March.
March.
I have been spending so much time with the cat, I've started to meow.
She's lost language, yeah. She's like...
It's very sad.
You know, like when people sailed to America and then they sort of changed the accent or something as they went there. That's how American accents happen. That's one of the theories, isn't it? That's the American accent is like a forgotten Cornish accent.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure that we'll be doing that. Who knows? But it's the 24th of March and yesterday we were put on to 2020, I should say, just in case anyone's listening from the future.
Oh, yeah.
And the country has just gone into lockdown because of the coronavirus. So I've been off work now for about 10 days.
Yeah, same, I'd say. About that.
That was the last time I was sort of on stage working. How are you?
I mean, I'm fine. I keep going, have I got a cough? And then I go, no, it's just that I haven't like allowed myself to clear my throat for ages, and then I go so that's charming, but I feel fine. I've got to get into some exercise routine because I'm not doing that at the moment.
Why don't you do that PE thing in the morning that everyone's talking about?
Well, I don't like doing things that other people are doing. The one with that man with the long hair.
Yeah, the one with the handsome man.
Oh yeah, maybe I would like it. Yeah, everyone's getting their kids to do it, aren't they? It's like a PE lesson in the morning.
Yeah, you could do it with your mum and dad.
Yes, that would be great.
But I'm sort of in a similar place to you. I'm fine, and I'm trying not to like listen to the news too much, or you know, obviously knowing being across what I need to know about. But the rolling news is
too much,
far too much for me.
Yeah, and you can sort of feel like they're sort of dredging the barrel of what they can write articles about now.
I think so.
You know. Everything and anything, and you go like, I don't know how useful that is.
Yes, that's how I feel as well. I'm not sure that that we need everybody's opinion on it.
And Stephen Fry put up an interview which I thought was really interesting about he said about anxiety and how, like, actually you don't need to have the news all the time. And as well, it's like things, it's a lot of the time it's things we can't control that we have no input on. So actually, does it help to know? Does it help to know what we can't? I don't know. Sometimes it does, but sometimes, like you say, it's not good to have that all the time.
Yeah, that's what I think, because I think that's the... I know that I've got to be careful that I don't fall into that thing of, like, constantly putting the... Like, I put it on in the morning for a little bit, and then I'm like, right, that's enough of that. Because otherwise it's 11 o'clock and you've just had the news on in the background. Yeah. And it's like...
Frasier's great. Frasier's great in the morning.
Frasier's great.
My mum loves Frasier.
So funny.
So good. So good. So good. So witty. Yeah.
So what, how have you been filling your days, Tom? Well, you've been doing a very funny magazine show.
The magazine show that no one asked for. Locked In with Tom Allen. It's been super fun, thank you. I have been, sort of trying to do, trying to do at least one a day. A little bit of silliness to help everybody through. That's been a nice focus. Have you been doing some nice creative things as well, Suze?
I put a couple of funny little videos out online.
Good, yes, oh yes.
Of me buggering about, for want of a better word. Yes, and yeah, I've tried to be creative. Not true. And I've been doing some writing. I've also got a crossword book.
Oh, that's good. Stuck on anything? Stuck on anything we can help with?
Oh, actually, yes, I am.
Oh, tell
that's
us.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
Great. Okay, 18 across. Dormant.
18?
Starts with L, and it's six letters. Dormant.
Dormant. Starts with L. 18, sorry, how many letters?
No, sorry, it's number 18.
Number
18. Six letters.
Six letters, L. Lapsed? L-A-P-S-E-D?
Yeah, I think it's going to be lapsed, yeah.
That was fun.
That was easy, wasn't it?
Still.
Who knew? This is a new podcast format where we do crosswords and people can't get involved. They can just listen to you and I struggle.
Coming up with ideas of what they might be. It might not be. Does that fit with the other things?
It does fit with lobster, yes.
Lobster?
Which was large shellfish.
Oh, yeah, nice. It is a large shellfish. Please don't be shellfish.
It is a large shellfish. Don't be shellfish.
Don't be shellfish, especially at this time. Don't be shellfish. You know what they're like, those lobsters behind the toilet rolls?
So, and I'm reading a book that I'm enjoying.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been doing a bit of painting.
Oh, as in the skirting boards or a canvas?
Neither. I've just got some paper.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, good for you. That colouring in is going to come back, isn't it? That colouring in thing.
Kerry Godleyman told me that she was doing it. I was like, Kerry, you've got a routine about how much you hate it. Come on, love.
We're all relenting on a lot of things we said we hated since.
What else have you been doing?
So I cleaned the bathroom yesterday quite thoroughly. And I think, actually... I need to go through my wardrobe. That's one of the things I'm aiming to do in the next couple of days. Also, I've been reading a book, the new Hilary Mantel book, which luckily is about 8 million pages long. And it's really good. I've enjoyed the first two of the Wolf Hall series. Mm. I think this is the last one, but she's so clever. It's like 900 pages or something, which normally I think is, oh, that's a bit much. But now I'm like, great, bring it on. Yeah. Bring it on.
Yes, that's a good thing to do.
I'm looking forward to getting into that.
That's good. It's good to use the old brain, isn't it? We can't go soft.
Did you ever read A Little Life? I think it's a bit...
No, but they're making a TV show about that, I think.
Oh, I bet they are. I bet they couldn't wait to get their mitts on it. Well, no, I haven't read it. Nish Kumar told me it was his favourite book of... Maybe of all time, but yeah.
Wow.
He loved it, but it's quite... I think people said to me, oh, it's a bit like Tales of the City because it's set in the 80s, but I don't think it's got the same sort of upbeatness to it. It's just got the sadness of Tales of the City. And people say it's really harrowing. So I don't know if I'll read that or not, but it's quite a long book.
But you like things that are harrowing, don't you?
Well, I do and I don't. Like, I don't like dystopian things, for example. I don't like Black Mirror or...
No, that's very unfashionable.
I know, everybody loves that, don't they?
Yeah.
Or like bloody Netflix told me to watch Pandemic. No, thank you.
Yeah, that is weird.
The last thing I want to watch. I want to watch reruns of Coronation Street from the 80s.
Oh, it was good then.
Wasn't it?
I mean, it's still pretty good now. But
Liz McDonald.
Big hair, big glasses. Yes,
yes, that's what we're all about. And Steve McDonald and what was the brother called? I've forgotten his name, and I did fancy him. I did fancy him. Steve,
I mean, that doesn't narrow it down.
Does it? Doesn't it? Hey, that's what I was going to say to you. What do you... Because, of course, we have such a big following amongst the queer community. How do you think they're all coping? I'm worried about everybody because we're, you know, we've gone from being a community to suddenly having to stay indoors.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think that a lot of boys are going to be missing their clubs.
That's one thing they're going to be missing. Yeah.
Sure.
I can only imagine that.
And the gym?
The gym. People are going to... Oh, some of those muscle boys are going to be missing the gym, aren't they? They love
they
it.
Are. I bet they'll be doing loads of press-ups indoors.
Oh, you know they will. Probably those ones where you have to, like, put your hands on a chair and do it and go between.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
They love
horrid.
That, don't they? They love yeah. that. Keep the pump.
But actually, Diva Magazine did a good thing where they've created Diva Magazine community on Facebook.
Oh, now that is typical. That is typical of your lot.
What, looking out for each other?
Yeah, bloody typical. Yeah. What did they say?
Oh, just people saying, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so, I live here, I'm isolating. And then people saying, like, oh, what have you done today? Anyone read any good books? You know, what are you having for dinner? It's very jolly and friendly.
Obviously, I would never dream of stereotyping, but can you imagine what that would be like if it was the boys? It would descend into filth almost immediately. So that's...
Hey, do you think Grindr's busy?
Well, people aren't meeting people. I imagine not, because people aren't allowed to meet up in any capacity, are they? So no, but I suppose it's a way to chat to others. I was thinking, will it? But I mean, I'm not somebody who uses it, but I think it's a way for people to communicate with local gays who are probably having a similar experience.
Yeah.
So I've always thought that as that is a good thing, isn't it? That's sort of something about.
Oh,
it.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, a lot of the dating sites people use, you know, for hookups. But I also know lots of several people that have met friends.
Yeah, some yes. people do, don't
you
they?
Know,
they like to
and
meet
I don't
friends
think that,
on there.
Obviously, the more interesting story is everyone just having loads of sex, and that's why that's...
Well, I think there's a reason that Zoom only allows 40-minute catch-ups. Do you know what I mean? Some people...
We don't need longer than 40 minutes,
people,
do we?
Well, that's true, actually. That's true. I dread to think what a lot of people would get up to after 40 minutes.
Oh...
I mean, it doesn't bear thinking
about.
Reading
the book, making a sandwich. Are you thinking something dirtier?
I think, again, you've gone down that very wholesome Diva magazine route. I didn't. I'm just saying, you know, and there's neither is better or worse than the other.
No, absolutely. No shaming here.
There's no shaming here. And everybody, you know, and I mean, thank goodness the internet is with us. Thank goodness.
Oh, I totally agree.
Imagine being stuck in an Anderson shelter with no Wi-Fi.
Do you know what I mean? I do feel like, obviously, like the nurses are under pressure and so are the people that work in supermarkets and different things. Like, I know it's a terrible time and people are working very hard. However, for a lot of us that are working from home, I mean, this is the best time ever
yeah.
for this to have happened.
Yeah.
We've got the internet, you can call people. We've got Netflix and catch up and loads of great telly.
Yeah.
And you can download books to Kindles and iPads. Yeah. Like,
do exercise routines online.
All that stuff. Yeah. It is, you know, it's worth noting that, you know, doesn't need to be quite as, you know, it's obviously a very scary, tricky time. But, you know, that we're quite lucky in many other respects, I think. It's worth remembering.
I agree. As long as we're all keeping on top of things and... Keeping a routine, I think, really helps. And
so what is your routine at the minute?
Wake up really late.
Yeah, great.
Then check phone, make a video for Locked In with Tom Allen, and have a glass of wine, go to bed, and read a bit of Hilary Mantel. But I'm joking. I am doing factoring in a bit of exercise.
Very good.
From tomorrow. And and I've started making sourdough because David, who won the bake-off, started doing a sourdough thing. You just have to put 25 grams of flour and 25 grams of water into a little jar, mix it up. You could do this if you like, Susie. Mix it up. Lukewarm water. Lukewarm. Not hot. And then you mix it all up and then you leave it on the side. And then tomorrow, David is going to tell us how to turn it into a fabulous loaf of bread. But I think mine might not be very good. But...
Do you have to get special flour for sourdough?
He says, though, if you can use like organic or bread flour, then that's better. But if you
I haven't got it in.
But
if you've got,
but he says any flour is fine. He says any flour.
Okay, fine.
Can you make bread with self-raising flour?
Tom, I'm not the person to ask. You're the one that hosts
numerous bake-off programs.
Yeah, you're literally...
You're right, I should have asked them. I should have asked them. Now I regret that.
I don't know why that. I am the person in your life that you've come to ask...
Susie, what is bread? Yeah. Did I tell you?
Well, listen, I don't know what it is, but I do know that you love it.
I do love it. I still think about... So Benoit, who's one of the judges on... Oh, look, I've got more notifications on that house party thing. It won't stop. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. Oh, I don't know who you are. But I don't want to be... Anyway, sorry.
Log out of it.
So just log... I think I might just delete the whole thing. I don't want to know.
Yeah,
I'm not going to chat to people. Anyway, so the thing with Bake Off Professionals, the judge, Benoit... He is a head pâtissier at Le Manoir restaurant in Oxfordshire. Anyway, he one day for lunch brought in his own sourdough bread that he'd made. Susie, I still think about it now. It was crusty on the outside. It was like burnt on the outside. And he brought in these soft mountain cheeses from France. And when I ate them, I had to close my mind. I had to close my mind because I thought I would bring shame upon myself in front of God. It was the nicest. Probably the nicest. It's my new death row meal.
What are you going to prison for in that scenario?
Crimes against fashion.
Very good. Mm, very good.
Probably. And I have to be. And I'm on death row as well. It's pretty bad crimes.
Pretty bad crimes.
Pretty unfashionable what I did. So.
Be very careful. Be very careful, Tom.
Be very careful.
Well, I'm pleased that you've had that lovely memory of bread. Yes. I also feel like you may have... You've either told me that story before or you've told the story on the podcast before.
Have either I? Way.
Oh, maybe.
Bread.
Bread.
Bread so much. I'm going to eat so much of it. I can't wait to be like a real beefy, juicy queen.
I can't wait for that either. I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, I'm going to be a proper daddy bear by the end of this. That's my ambition.
Oh, that's a great ambition.
Mm, isn't that a good ambition? What's your ambition, I think so. Suze?
Also to be a daddy bear, I guess, if I'm being really honest. And a mummy bear and a baby bear. I just want to be a bear.
Just a bear making porridge.
I think maybe just to complete a crossword by myself before this time is up.
That's very attainable. Have you ever tried to do cryptic crosswords?
Oh, absolutely not. They can go to hell. I don't like any of that sort of thing.
But it's really annoying because it's like really weird, like, oh no, but when it says it like that, it means... blah, 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 blah. It's all like, oh, shut up with your stupid club that you've created.
Yeah, like, get to Bletchley Park.
Get to Bletchley Park if you're so good at it.
And that's what I say to people. And that's why I have very few friends.
Yeah, it's quite an odd insult in a way. It's quite niche. Get to Bletchley Park.
Yeah, also, had I been alive at that period, I would absolutely love to be in Bletchley Park.
Do you think, what would you have your role have been amongst the...
I wouldn't have been a code breaker, but I would have maybe made the tea.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
In a lovely pair of slacks.
Oh, yes, you'd really suit those slacks, actually, as well.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Thomas.
That whole look is very, it's very, very becoming. A lot of the time, and it was adapted, wasn't it? It was adapted fashions a lot of the time from whatever was available.
Well, exactly, which, you know, is what I'm doing now in my house because I can't shop at the moment.
So you're adapting.
My own wardrobe
adapting.
To my mood.
That's great. I think changing several times a day is a really good thing to do.
You're not wearing a suit at the moment.
Shh, don't tell people that. They need to think I am.
You're completely nude.
My new imaginary clothes. I know. I do tend to wear a suit, though, if ever I'm working or anything, or cleaning the bathroom.
That's nice.
My cleaning the bathroom suit, you know.
Of course. Just made completely of a marigold.
Yeah, that's right.
In that fabric.
Completely made of marigolds. Look, a lot of people laughed at me at the time, but now it's really coming into its own, isn't it? So...
It really is. Well, I think let's try and do one of these every week while we're at home. There's literally no excuse not to. A few people have got in touch, quite a few actually, saying we'd love a podcast. So I hope
I hope this has sated them for a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. Can I, Tom, ever so briefly mention my new podcast while we're on here?
Oh, yes! They would love
it. Yes, may enjoy it.
Yes.
I'm starting a new podcast called Out with Susie Ruffle, where I interview queer people that are of interest. Some of them are sort of famous people, some of them are activists, and all of them are interesting. I've done 6 episodes. I mean, of course, I had another 6 booked in. who knows when I'll do those, but we've decided that we're going to put them out in the next couple of weeks.
Great so idea, Suze.
Maybe if you enjoy like-minded friends, you would also enjoy that. The first one is with an Oscar winner, that's all I'll say.
Oh.
Which was very exciting. So maybe if you'd enjoy that, it'll be on my Twitter and on my Instagram. I hope that people like it.
We would all love it. I can't wait for that. I'm really excited to hear those, Suze. I'm so glad.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
I'm so glad they're nearly ready to go. Yeah, that's great. Just what we need.
Okay, great. Well, listen, Tom, I'm sure you've got the bathroom to clean. You've got the suit. You need
I've
to go through your
suits. I've got
to
clean the bathroom and I've got to reorder my suits again.
Of course. And I need to find a sprightliness for 8.
Oh, sprightliness 8. Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? 8. Sprightliness. Any letters?
Well, if video's right, the third is V.
Sprightly. Effervescent?
It may be effervescent.
Is it E-F-V-E? E-F-V-E-R-S? No, see, yeah, it's 10.
No, too many. Listen, I'll work on that.
Let us know.
You do your suits.
Let us know.
And next week on the pod, I'll let everyone know.
Let everyone know what that clue was. We'll all be hanging on to our seats.
Oh, this is like playing sort of doing a crossword weekly or like by post.
Oh, yeah. weekly crossword by post. Yeah, that's
yes. Great, is that a thing? It sounds like a thing.
It's
I'm going to make it a thing.
It's going to be a real thing. Trending.
It's going to be a great thing.
It's going to be trending right now. Trending.
Oh, it's hashtagged all over the shop.
Hashtagging trending. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, great to catch up with you, Suze. We can't wait
great
to be with our like-minded friends next week. But
absolutely.
For now, bye for now. Bye, bye, bye.
Okay, bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.